It's Friday, time for our weekly chat about business news with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. It was a good week for people who like to buy stuff online. Amazon began 1-hour delivery service in the Sacramento area. Delivery services seem to be pretty hot right now.
We've had a bunch of new delivery services start up, powered mostly by apps. You know, there's two services that will pick up restaurant food for you. They're called Caviar and Food Jets. And then there's Postmates, which delivers food or groceries or really anything else for you. But Amazon really is the sort of 900-pound gorilla here. It's only for Amazon Prime members, but you can get a lot of things, not everything that Amazon sells, but many things. It could have a real impact, I think, on the retail environment here. It's worth noting that Sacramento is only the 20th market where Amazon rolled out the service, so we're still kind of a test market.
Let's talk about rents. They're rising faster in Sacramento than nearly any other big city in the nation. And a report this week raises a new concern about the reasons behind it. What's the worry?
Well, we've sort of been getting a drumbeat of reports lately from real estate companies ranking Sacramento the top for rent growth. Last month, for example, one service said our region ranked number 2 nationally for single-family home rents, so with the average rent going up nearly 18% in the third quarter over the previous year. Another report this week put Sacramento at number 4 nationally in rent increases for apartments, up more than 9% from last year. The problem is that in other cities where rent is rising quickly, there's also a big job surge that's driving it, and that's not as much the case here.
But we've seen pretty good employment numbers over the last year.
Right. I mean, we've seen consistent year-over-year job growth well over 2%. But unlike most metro areas, Sacramento still hasn't recovered all the jobs it lost during the recession. More importantly, we aren't seeing new housing come online here. So it's really more a lack of supply than demand that's pushing up rents. And, you know, I think the larger concern is if Sacramento becomes less affordable, do we lose a major selling point that we have in recruiting employers?
Another business story this week was about a legal ruling that went against Sutter Health, the Sacramento-based hospital chain. How will this affect Sutter?
It's kind of complicated to explain, but this was a state appeals court ruling in favor of a union benefits trust that sued Sutter Health. The plaintiff contended that Sutter's using its market dominance to artificially inflate rates. The court ruling wasn't on that claim, but rather on whether it should be handled privately through arbitration or in open court. Sutter says there's an arbitration clause in its contract that applies, but the court disagreed. So for the hospital chain, this could be a big problem. It doesn't want a lot of confidential information about rates to be public for competitors and others to see, naturally. So Sutter may appeal this to the state Supreme Court, but otherwise it will have to either, you know, settle this lawsuit or risk hashing out the whole dispute in public.
You guys had a story in the Business Journal this week that Sacramento State's business school hopes to open a new center that will use data to help local companies. What kinds of projects might come out of this?
The center hasn't formally been approved yet, but we already have an idea what kind of work it might do. Professor Min Lee, for example, crunched numbers on local minimum wage employees to help the recent city task force on the issue. So I think that's the kind of thing the school has in mind, practical business problems that need some high-powered analysis. And the center would be based downtown, which is interesting in itself. You know, like UC Davis and the University of the Pacific, Sacramento State wants to increase its profile where all the action is.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.